Autumn is a time of challenge and opportunities. More transformed lives, a call to prayer, seeking God's face, and a closer relationship with Him. Something that each one of us need more and more. Oh, thank you. I have so many of these that blast the place out. Romans 6 tells us we are dead to sin, but alive to Christ. Now, you already had two sermons this evening, and you've already had one this morning, so you don't want one from me, but I will be very brief, and I hope you can hear me. If you can't, just wave to me. I like people waving to me. We've just celebrated the communion table, and it's always a time to be quiet, a time to think, and time to contemplate, a time to remember, and a time to reflect on what God is doing and has done in our life. It's often a time of renewal, a time to move forward to the next month, to the next day, because the past is the past. We can't alter the past, but we can move forward in God. And when we come to that communion table, we can have our sins again washed away. We can remember the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Fellowship with Him is your life. Fellowship with Him is whether we are built upon that firm foundation that He has given to us. I wonder if your life is firmly fitted, firmly based on Him. Only you can answer that question. You see, my friend, it's to do with changed lives. Whenever Christ comes into your life, into anyone's life, there is a change. There has to be a change. God does a new thing. Away with the old and in with the new. You can't be the same when the Spirit of God has entered your life. Several years ago, there was a young man about 20 years of age called Lawrence. Like so many people in the world he went through to school. He had a job. The job was going well. He became successful. He began climbing up the ladder to success. However, one day, he sat and thought to himself, all this seems purposeless. What's life all about? There has got to be something more to life than what I know and I understand. Do you sometimes ask that question? When you see what is going on in our world today, what is going on in the churches today, what is going on around us today, do ask, what is life really about? What purpose are we here for? You're born, you go to school, you get a job, hopefully. You may get married and have children, bring them up. You get old, you retire, and then you die. And that's the end. What is the purpose of life? What is the purpose of all this? One day, this young man, searching through his cupboards and so on, he came across a little New Testament that was given to him at school. He took it because it was free. He hadn't read it for years. He picked up this testament. And you know, he fell in love with the person of Jesus Christ. He realized that he was a man who walked among people. A man who loved people. A man who changed lives. Their lives were changed. They were healed. They were restored. They were forgiven. And given a renewal in their lives. They were born again, becoming men and women, sons and daughters of God. This young man began to go to church. And whilst he was at church, he heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. Again, that someone loved him, someone cared about him. And he walked home that night into the privacy of his own room and knelt before his bed and asked the Lord Jesus to come into his heart. This young man found a purpose, a new direction. Today, he is a minister, ministering to people, changing their lives, bringing others to know and to love Jesus Christ. You know, as Christians, believers, and as we sit round this table, I believe that we are those people who believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and that we are part of his family. We cannot remain the same or carry on as before our conversion to Jesus Christ. Some people, when they get married, think they can carry on just the same. They don't think to see they have responsibilities now that they are married. And it's the same when we come to know the Lord. We cannot do the same things. We cannot say the same things. We cannot be that person that we used to be, because we are new creatures in Christ. We are new people in Christ. Life is found when the children of God pray for God's will to be done in their lives, in their homes, in the world around them. My friends, we cannot pray and remain the same. We cannot pray and have our homes remain the same. We cannot pray and have the world around us remain the same. I wonder, in your life, if you have become complacent, if you become self-satisfied, or is your relationship cold to your God? Have you drifted away from him? Has the new wine that God gave, the Spirit of God, into your life, has that drifted away? And the relationship really is no longer there. We need to have a refill of God's Spirit and get back on track to seek God's will, building once again the relationship with him. What is so important for us, however old or young we may be, is to have a relationship with the Master, to have a new direction, to have a new purpose. Do you see change in your life, in your home, in your work? We need to live changed lives. How can we? I can't do it of myself. I'm weak, hopeless, etc. But with God's strength, I can move mountains. We need, through the power of prayer available to us all, not just to the saints, not just to the disciples, not just to the hierarchy in the church, but to you and me, the ordinary person, we can use this gift that God has given to us to change lives. Prayer is available to all of us. There are no restrictions. He says, pray without ceasing. He wants to hear from you. Never, never, never give up praying. Why? Because he loves you. And he wants to hear from you. He will answer. He will answer your prayers. A changed life is incorporating a passionate prayer life, a relationship with the Father. Some people say, I can't pray. How many times have you heard that? I can't pray. Why? Can't you talk? If you can talk, you can pray. Because he wants to talk to you. He wants you to talk to him. He wants to share you. He wants to share with you. God wants to talk to you. He loves you. Why? Because he wants to bless you. Unless you talk to him and tell him what you need and what your problems are, what your circumstances are, how can he answer? He says, ask, and I will give it to you. Pray, speak with me, because he loves us. But you need to pray to see God's hand moving in your life. It's a two-way thing. It's a partnership. A marriage is a partnership. You have a marriage with the Son of the living God, and he's waiting there to listen. Whatever concerns you, however small it may be. I prayed for my boiler the other day because I was having major problems with it. A man came along and sorted it out. But God is interested in the small things of life. He's in the big things of life. Whatever lay heavy upon your heart, give it to God. He will find a way through the mist. He is a faithful God. But the problem with you and me is we don't go to God first. To me, God is the first port of call. Not the fifth, not the fourth, not the third, not the second. We tend to go to other people. We tend to drift away with our problems and say, why can't we find the answer to our problems? But we don't come to the Master. We don't come to the one who can answer our problems and meet our needs, whether it's financial need, whether it's problems in the home or whatever it may be. My friend, he waits on you. You mustn't delay. He wants you to talk to him. He wants you to share it with him. Because he loves you so much, he sent, as we see here, and as we recognize here, he sent his Son to die upon that cross. Why? Because he loves you, and because he wants to bless you, because you are a child of God, and he wants you to be part of that family. He wants to see you with joy in your heart. He wants to see peace within your heart. He wants you to know that he is there and he will come into your life and he will take away the mist and he will find a way. But we must respond. We must come, not when we think about it or when we need to. We come to him daily in that relationship. We spend time with him. We turn the television off. We throw the paper away and we get on our knees and we minister to him whatever time or day it may be. My friend, if you're married or have a partner and so on, you want to share with that person. You want to talk to that person. You want to show that love to that person. And the Father wants to do the same for you. I have above my desk at home a card from my dear wife which says, have I told you recently that I love you? Have you told your wife, your husband, that you love them? But more importantly, have you told Jesus that you love him? Have you told him that you are grateful and thankful for what he has done for you? He wants to hear from you, for he loves you. Tonight, you and I can receive the new wine of the Holy Spirit, because it is that Spirit of God that energizes us. It is that Spirit of God that moves us forward and makes us the men and women of God that are able to move mountains in our lives, however big or small they may be. But we need to keep praying together as a fellowship, as a church, and in the privacy of our own homes, that we can see God making a difference in our lives. God has put you in a place where he wants you to be, so that you can be that person. You can't go out with a Bible bashing away at work and trying to convert everybody. It doesn't work that way. You have to live a changed life. You have to live a life that is committed to God in such a way that God will speak through you and God will lead you to those people that he wants to lead you to, so that you can say a word, you can express the love of Christ, so they may know and see in you a difference. They can see Jesus That's what is important, that they can see Jesus in you. My friends, Jesus changes lives. He wants us to get ready for that one important day, his coming. Revelation says, he is coming. He is on the way. We are being prepared for that great day. Let us be ready, being made ready by his Holy Spirit. No, on us, we cannot do anything. But by the filling of the Spirit of God in our lives, we can go out and we can challenge the world. We can serve Christ and we can make a difference. So I pray that you in your life will be a changed person because you know him. Your home, your work, your fellowship, wherever it may see the difference in you because Jesus died for us so that we might know him and we might share with him. May God challenge our hearts and search our hearts that we come in this autumn time and pray without ceasing. Pray as never before so we see the hand of God moving in such a way that we have never experienced, whether we've been Christians for 30 years or 3 weeks or 3 days. Let us see God moving in our lives, in our churches and in our homes so that the world will see that we are different and that we have a peace and we have assurance that God is with us each and every day. Amen.